Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favourite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am Francesca Amber, your host, who today wants to talk about something that is very dear to my heart because I am a tired woman with three young children and trying to fucking live my best life, run my business, try and have a social life, raise my children, keep my house tidy, you know, all the things. So I kind of feel like my USP for a while now has been teaching the law of attraction for busy bitches. Like busy bitches who ain't got the time. What I found is, although it's quite a simple kind of thing to say, the biggest hurdles for people, especially women, especially mums, the biggest hurdles that are stopping them from living the life that they want, to work on their goals, to design their life consciously, is that they're fucking tired. Is that they're tired and they're burnt out and they're busy. So today I want to talk about sleep and about how your sleep practice can actually help you achieve your goals and manifest your life. So I first came across this whole concept reading the book Do Less by Kate Northrup. And she really introduced me in that book to the simple basic idea that you can't be your best and you can't show up for the life that you want if you're tired. And it sounds so fucking simple, but it is true. So I had a really bad sleep progression with the twins. I have 2-year-old twins, and at the beginning of January, I don't know if it was the whole Christmas debacle, I don't really know, but they had an awful sleep regression for like 2 or 3 weeks, and it nearly fucking killed me off. And then it seemed to get a lot better. And then last night, they came into my bed at God knows what time, 1 in the morning, and they both fought over me for hours. My mummy, it's my mummy, it's my mummy. Seeing who could get closer. Oh my God. Honestly, I mean, it's very lovely to be loved and to be wanted, but my Lord, it is quite exhausting. So that was last night. And let me tell you, today, do you think I've worked on my goals? Do you think that I have been thinking about my future and what I want from my life and designing the life of my dreams? Have I fuck? I've been trying to fucking survive the day because I am operating on a couple of hours of broken sleep where I've not been able to move because my body's been pinned down by 2 babies. I am just surviving. And the thing is, if you are in the season of your life where you are raising young children, we ain't got no choice. Like, this is what we signed up for. We have to get through it the best we can. But there are so many of you out there, and I include myself in this, that are doing it to your goddamn selves. Like, you don't even have a baby to blame. You are doing this to yourself. And there's so many people that suffer from, is it called sleep revenge procrastination, which is where if you don't have a lot of autonomy over your daily life, and I know that so many people will relate to this. So if you are in a job where it is either very high pressure, high stress, you do a lot of hours, or if you are a mum, this is most commonly associated with stay-at-home mums. If you are at home looking after children all day, you have very little autonomy over your own life. And so in the evening, when you have that couple of hours to yourself, you will stay up way past the time that is suitable for you because you just want that little bit of freedom and that little bit of, autonomy over your own life. And so it ain't good. We are depriving ourselves of the things that we need most, which is sleep. We all need our goddamn sleep. And like I say, I totally count myself in that category of people that have like revenge bedtime. You know, the amount of times I've caught myself watching Emily in Paris till fucking 1 a.m. Who the fuck do I think I am? I've got to get up at 6. What's going on? So it's very simple, this strategy, but getting enough sleep and getting good quality sleep is vital to manifest. And you basically don't want to wake up in 10 years time and think, oh, I was just too tired to live my dream life. Because trust me, there are days when I am too tired to live my dream life and I'm just fucking surviving. And I don't want that to happen to you. So here are my top 4 tips for getting decent sleep to help you reach your goals, focus on your dream life, and live your goddamn best life. Number one is my little golden rule to myself is to always clean up yesterday before it bleeds into tomorrow. So if I have anything to do, whether that is cleaning up the kitchen after dinner, doing any work that is very time sensitive, so in my book club, I often release the episodes at like 6 a.m. the next morning. So I quite often will have a book club episode that I have to do like that night. It has to get done that night. So if you have any work, if you have to clean up your kitchen, if you have to brush your teeth and do your skincare, your sleep hygiene routine, I always try and get all of that shit done before it bleeds into tomorrow. Because energetically, that's such a bad place to be where you're in the very first hour or two of the next day and you're already playing catch up from the day before. Energetically, it ain't good. Keep that day to that day and start the next day afresh. Resetting your environment before you go to bed. And by resetting, I mean meaning that when you wake up in the morning, everything's in place, that you've tidied away from the day before, you've got things out where you need them. It makes such a difference to how you start your day. Number 2 is to set an alarm. Now, we are all used to setting alarms for waking up in the morning. That's a Shay given. But how many of us really set an alarm for bed? Well, not many of us, but there's a whole function on your iPhone that says, do you want to set an alarm? Because it is proven that going to bed at the same time every single night is so, so good for your health, both physical and mental. And look, I get caught up in scrolling random shit on fucking Instagram. I mean, last night, you know when something on Netflix stops and then it starts recommending something else. I ended up watching The Weird Sex Life of Hitler. Like, what the fuck? Until 1 a.m. We can all get totally sidetracked by things that are designed to distract us and try and get our attention. And so if you set an alarm on your phone that goes off every night saying, bitch, get to bed, it's a great breaker for just whatever you're doing to be like, right, no, it's time to go. Number three is the incremental upgrade. So I learned about the incremental upgrade from Denise Duffield Thomas in one of her books, Get Rich Lucky Bitch. And the idea of the incremental upgrade is to feel like a wealthy woman. You start to upgrade things in your home that you use all the time. So really common things are to upgrade your plates and your cutlery in your kitchen, because they're obviously things you use every day. Or the most common one is to upgrade your bed. So bed, mattress, sheets, all that jazz. Now, when we read this book, so many of the book club bitches did this, and I was so jealous because I could not do it, because I was sharing a bedroom with Beau at our old house where we did not have enough bedrooms, and I didn't have my own bed, let alone my own bedroom. So that was not an option for me. But now, oh, now is a different story. Since I moved house, I have my own bedroom, obviously, and it's a fucking dream, because I've not had my own bedroom, like truly my own bedroom, in about 8 years. And it is a fucking delight. I bought a new bed. I got a Simba mattress, I have to say. I fucking love it. And I even went so far as to get new pillows, new duvet, and I got the White Company 800 thread count Egyptian cotton sheets. Let me tell you, when I go to bed, I have the best fucking sleep. Like, I was always the kind of bitch that would just go into Home Bargains and be like, oh, look, there's a duvet, I'll just buy that one. Not anymore, my friends. Not anymore. Making those little incremental upgrades to my bed have had a massive impact on the quality of my sleep, but also they've made me want to go to bed. They've made me want to get in that fucking bed and live my best life. So maybe look at your bedroom and what you could upgrade. If you have curtains that let in far too much light, like maybe they're not blackout or something and they wake you up too early, look at getting that shit changed. If your mattress is not very comfortable, remember, don't you have to change a mattress every like 10 years or something? I mean, truly, who does? But you're supposed to change it every 10 years. So get yourself a new mattress. Maybe invest in some new sheets. I'm telling you, it will be worth it. And finally, the way that I kind of biohack my sleeping time to manifest is that every single night without fail, I play a subliminal audio. So I switch it up. I mostly listen to Perfect Health as I go to sleep, Perfect Health or Weight Loss, or if I'm focusing on something specific at the time. So in February, I'm really focusing on love. Then I would play my soulmate one every single night. But I switch up between about 3 or 4 different subliminals, but I listen to one every single night as I go to sleep. That time between being awake and going to sleep is the most powerful, susceptible time to reprogram your mind. That's why people listen to these kind of things, affirmations, subliminals, as they go to sleep. And it's like fucking zero effort. So I hope that this has been helpful for you. I hope that this helps you realize that sometimes when you're feeling a real lack of motivation or a lack of excitement about life, or wanting to think about your goals and your dreams and where you want your life to go, sometimes it can be as simple as the fact that you are tired. You are tired, tired, tired. And if you are a mum, you're like triple tired, okay? So really just take these small steps to, and it truly only takes a few small changes, like going to bed an hour earlier, making your sleep environment a really comfortable place. These are things that don't take too much effort, but actually the rewards are huge. And I'm telling you, you will notice the difference when you wake up and you feel energized and you have energy for the day. You're going to have the time and energy to focus on what you really want in your life rather than just surviving. Because look, I get it. There are some days where I just fucking survive. But if we can do anything to help ourselves, then it's only got to help, right? Okay, I'm going to go, because you will not know this because I'll have spent about 3 hours fucking editing out 500 coughs, but every 10 seconds I start coughing. So if my voice sounds a little bit weird during this, that is why. I think I need to finally admit defeat and go to the doctors, because I think I'm going to have a chest infection, because I'm really struggling to talk without coughing and it's very frustrating. So what do I have to tell you before I go? On Valentine's Day, I am launching my brand new event. I don't want to call it a course. I don't want to call it a workshop, because basically you're doing it with me. So it is Level Up with Love, aka Unlock Your Cock Block. It's basically working on your love mindset and bringing a soulmate into your life in whatever shape or form that suits you. This is something that I've been wanting to do for a really long time, but I've had to really wait until I'm in the right place to want to do it. So if you want to come along with me on that journey, so it consists of 3 weekly videos and a live as well at the end to really kind of debrief, and printable PDF workbooks so that we can work on our love limitations, call in true love in whatever form we wish to see it, and basically live our best lives. Because truly, what is life without love? So if you want to come and join me for that, I mean, this is bad timing because I'm recording this the night before this comes out, and my website people have not put it on my website yet. But hopefully sometime today, it will be live on my website. Check out my Instagram, because I'll keep you updated on there of when tickets are available. I'm at Francesca Amber, or at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. And I will see you bitches next week. Get yourself some good sleep, get to bed early, and manifest the life of your dreams. The Law of Attraction Changed My Life is going to change yours too, bitch. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it, and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches. Don't try it. Then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want, and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.